We're towards the top of Samech Zayin Amud Aleph, 67A. We just got through the complicated back and forth about who did the Eruv, who forgot the Eruv, who can be batel to the other ones. And at the end of the day, it seemed like, according to the Rabbanan, we were having that discussion. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you wouldn't have to make that discussion because you didn't have to be mevatel Yerushas to every single person. Either way, moving on. Rav Chista v'Rav Sheshes. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes once met each other. Ki pagi ba'adei adadei. Rav Chista miras an sifoseha. Hold on. Miras an sif. Sififose. I didn't know if that's a word. Mimasnaisa Dravsheshes, right? He wants his lips would tremble when he would learn from Rav Sheshes. For Rav Sheshes mirsa kule gufe mi pilule Rav Chista. And Rav Sheshes would shake his entire body, he would shake because of Rav Chista's sharpness. Pilpula is like a it could be like a pepper. Right, so it's the sharpness of Rav Chista. So both of them were very, very astute learners, and they were both sort of impressed by each other's knowledge. So here's an interesting question. We've had this question before, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that no one agrees with. Which is in can a person make on either sides of a Rosh Hashanah? If he's got two houses, can he make a pole and a lechi to connect them? Here is a little bit different. The government is going to go through it, but basically, the government came and made walls on either side of just his house. Okay, how exactly this happened? Why? I don't know. Let's just talk in theory for a second. There are walls put up on either side of his house, not by him. In the middle of Shabbos. So the question is, what's the deal? Can he consider the walls to be significant or not? Ali b'demanda amar ein mitl rishos mechatzel lechatzer lo tivayelach. According to the one who says that you cannot be mevatel your rishos from one chazer to another chazer, right? Which is essentially is what's going on here. You have two things in separate rishuyos. They're never connected. And now you're going to connect them in the middle of Shabbos, so we're not asking according to them. Why? Because yesterday he could have made the Erev, and they didn't, in their case of the Chatzar L'Chatzar. They couldn't, because Amar Ein B'tor Shos M'Chatzar L'Chatzar, even before Shabbos, they wouldn't be able to connect those two disconnected, already separated the domains. Yesterday, when it wasn't even possible to do that, so of course you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. Kisi bayilach. When are we asking this question about the ramifications or the legitimacy of these two walls being put up across the Rishus Arabim to connect these two houses? Only according to, I think, this is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. That you could create, that you could nullify one rishus to another rishus, even if they're on opposite in disconnected courtyards. Maybe you would say that because yesterday they could have made the eruv, so too they could have been done the bittul haval hacha. Maybe because the fact that they couldn't do the bittul yesterday, because they couldn't do the Erev yesterday, maybe here too on Shabbos itself, you wouldn't be able to do the bittul, even though typically you assume that you could create a connection through bittul through with two disconnected properties. Here, it's not necessarily the case that you could do that on Shabbos itself. Oh, Dilma Loshna. Or maybe it's no different, like Rabbi Yochanan said at the story at the beginning of yesterday's daf, that they could create a bittul even on Shabbos itself. O Dilma and Loshnat, meaning that maybe it doesn't make a difference, you could do it either way. So Gemara says back, Rav Shesha said to Rav Chista in Mevatlin, no, you're not allowed to do that bittul. So meis goy b'shabbos mahu. What about a different case? Let's say they shared a chatzer with at least two Jews to keep it kuliyama. Rashi says shnei yisrael v'nachra adar mechatzer v'lo sachru v'lo irvu. Right, they didn't do anything with the non-Jew before Shabbos. They were set to not carry in that courtyard, but lo and behold, the non-Jew passed away on Shabbos, and therefore there's nobody else in that courtyard besides the Jews that would nullify. That would nullify their ability to walk and to carry inside of it. So the question now becomes, can the other Jew be mevatel his rishus to the other Jew? Right? There's no problem with the non-Jew anymore, because there is no non-Jew. But can they do it on Shabbos itself? Meaning, is the only problem over there the fact that the two properties are disconnected, that the walls don't work? But let's say that the walls were already there, that they're already inside of the same chatzah. The only problem is they didn't make an Erev. So could they do the Bittul Rishus on Shabbos itself? Ali b'deman to Amar Sochrin, according to the one who says you could do Schira on Shabbos, if you could do it, if you could do it with two, meaning you did both rent and mevatel, right, which is what the case is over there by the non-Jew, do you even have to ask if you only need to do one of them? Right, the non-Jew already passed away, so you don't have to do the schira. All you have to do is the bittul. So of course, it's going to work according to that opinion. According to the opinion, it says you can't do that on Shabbos. Tarti hudlo avdinan, hachada avdinan. Maybe it's only when you can't. Maybe it's only the case that you can't do the schiras for shus. You can't rent the property when it includes rental and bittul. But maybe if it only requires one of those two actions, meaning it only requires the bitzel, but not also the schira, so maybe that's when you do it. Or maybe you're going to tell me that you're not allowed to do it, even if you only do one. So ani omer vatlin v'am nuna omer ein vatlin. So if Shesha says that it's a machlokas. Omer v'hud omer shmul. Goy sheyesh lo pasach arba al arba pasach l'bivka. I feel you don't really need a picture for this, but just because they have one, here you go. We have some chamalei zahav here. I don't know why they made them gold and not just brown, but there you go. You have chamalei zahav. You have golden camels in this picture, and they're walking through the mavoy. The thing is that on the other side, I don't know if you can see it in this picture so clearly, on the other side you have an opening where the non-Jew has access to the Rishus HaRabim from a back door, right? He's accessed behind his house, and therefore this is not his only way to access the public domain. So maybe you would think, so the question is, which one do we view, right? How stringently do we view his opening at the front? So the Gemara says here, even if he uses the front yard gate for his camels all day through the problematic entrance, which connects to other non-Jews, even if that would be the case, Ein Oser Al B'nei Mavoy, we look at it leniently and say, because he has access to the public domain from a different entrance, which is not problematic, we'll see that as his outlet to not be Oster the non-Jews. Again, because also the Jews in the courtyard, because again, the whole concept is itself Midr Abanan and Gezerah because of his access to the Jews or because of the Jews being affected, influenced by him. So my time up. So the Gemara says, why? Bepischa demiache lei bahunichale. The entrance that is just for him, as opposed to other people, we assume that is a significant entrance, meaning the fact that he alone has exclusive rights to his backyard door, as opposed to other people his other entrance in the front, which is shared, right? The property on the other side of the entrance is shared by the rest of the other people in the courtyard, in the mavo, in the alleyway, so that it's itself. Going to it sort of implied to us, expressed to us, that his main preference is at the back door. So, ibayaluhu, pasuach lakarpef mahu. Let's say it's opened up to a karpef. Remember a karpef. The karpef was that that quasi zone where it's uninhabited but enclosed and a certain dimension. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Nachmar Ami Mishmetu Ulpana." Next Amud. I feel a pasul of a karpef, even if it's open to a karpef, as opposed to the bika, the big. The big valley of open field. So in this case, it's open only to a big field which is enclosed. So maybe that's not as great of an opening that he's going to use, because it doesn't give you access to the public space. So here too, the Gemara says, according to Rav Nachman Bar Ami, even if it's only from Ulpana. From the place called Lopana, that even if it's open to a carpet which is enclosed, that would still be good enough to not be Oser the whole Mavoy, because we look at that being his main entrance, even if it's into a carpet. Rabba Rav Yosef Damatar Vagoyba Beis Sasayim, if a non-Jew has this opening and it's only two sa or less, so then it's going to be Oser, because that's not such a great place to access. It's not a big area. However, Yosef Beis Sasayim Eino Oser. If, however, it is a larger enclosure and it's more useful that way, so then it would be considered to be his main entrance, and he would not be considered to Oser the other Jews in the alleyway. Yisrael Beis Sasayim Eino Oser. If a Jew had the same situation, it would not be Oser, because a Jew on Shabbos is not really, I think it's because a Jew's not Rashi says Sheish Lo Pesach Karpi Pesach Mavoy V'Shach V'Lo Erev B'Mavoy. Right, the Jew forgot to do an Erev. So the question is, does he? Create this prohibition for everybody else in the mavoy, in the alleyway, to not carry. If his carpet was based as same, who shereh lishdamish bo eno oser al bnei mavoy v'avach l'gabi nafach chashav zutra l'gabi yisrael nafish dehashavus lekhotzas misos yisirin. Right, the whole concept was these golden camels. Right, so the non-Jew, when he looks at what entrance he's going to use, he's going to look at the entrance that he has best use for. For his camels, that means bringing them out into a large enclosure, or to a large non-enclosed area. But for the Jew, he has not much else. He has no great big, items that he's going to be using on Shabbos, and therefore, even for a smaller area, the Jew would not be Oser if his back door opens to a carpet which is smaller, and therefore he doesn't require. It's not required to have him be part of the Erev. The Gemara then says, however, alternatively, Yosef Beis Sasayim Oser, right? Because he's not going to be using it that much, because he's going to be using it even less. If it's a large karpef area, and therefore it is I believe it is considered a karmelis, which would then thereby forbid him from using it at all. So then his front yard gate is going to be prominent, is going to be the prioritized one, and then he's going to be Oser. He's going to be required to be included in the Erev. Let me just see what's like enough. Yosef Beis Sasayim Rashi says, same Rashi as before, to Karmelasu, right? Kegon Shalahuka Fladira, Kevin to Asrele Latashmid Lashdimushe Lo Nichalebe for Oser Abnei Mavik. He's not going to use it because it's Oster use, so then his front yard is going to be his main entrance. Baimine Rava Bar Chakleimer of Huna. Pasuch lekarpef mahu. Right? So same question was asked of Rav Huna. Amar le hare amar beis hasayim oser yosef beis hasayim en oser. If it's small in beis hasayim, so then he's not going to use it. It's not as beneficial for the non-Jew. But if it's larger, so then he would use it, and therefore he would not be a problem for the rest of the Jews on the Mavi. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Karmi Vilsin Ves Hashem Shluhu Kol Vadira Vafilu Kor Vafilu Koraim Hazorik Lusofo Chayev. So a place which has this enclosure, Beis HaSayim or more. So this has nothing to do with the Erevin necessarily, more about Hotzah. If you throw something into it, so then you're Chayev. Chayev is an interesting word here. Rashi says Chayev Chatas. And he says, Ve'af, Agatulin, Isra, Tiltul, Shaviv, Rabban, Karmelis, Shasul, Tata, Besoch, El, Bedal, Midaraisa, El, Bedal, Midaraisa, Rosh, Sayaf, Gemurahi, De Mechitzahi, El, Shemachuseris, De Yorin, Mishimach, Yas, Rabban, and Totule. So, inside of the Karpaif, it's Usr to carry because it resembles a public domain, but in reality, because it's enclosed by four walls, it's actually Midaraisa, a private domain. So if you were to throw from a public domain into this enclosure, which we consider a karmelis, we're going to say you're chayiv midaraisa for throwing it in as per hotzah. My time, mechitzahi el shemechuseres yorin. It has walls, but it just doesn't have people. And therefore, the rabbi said you can't carry in it because it's not close enough. It doesn't resemble close enough a private domain, but it is on a daraisa level a private domain. So the Gemara says, "Meisiv Rav Hunan Bar Chinana Sela Shabiyam Gavo Asar Rokav Arba." If there's some kind of rock inside of the ocean, and it is taller than 10 tfachim, Verokav Arba, and it's wider than 4 tfachim, Ein Metatzin Lo Min Tochol Hayam Lo Min Hayam Mit Lo Tochol. It's considered a private domain, and thereby it will not be you can't transfer from it to the water, which is considered a karmelis. Pachos mikan metatzlin. Less than that, if it's a smaller area, therefore it's a makom petur. Actually, Rashi says no. Pachos mikan she'enu gavo asar karmelis. If it's not 10 tefachim tall, so then it's considered a karmelis because it's still four wide. Kiyam metatzlin mizel zel toch dal ramos. And you're allowed to walk within it, and you can only walk within. You can't go from it to the water. So the Gemara says, "Ad kama be'ad beis hasayim." As long as it's not 10 tefachim tall, so you're allowed to walk on it, carrying on it, as long as it's not more than 2 sa of area. So the Gemara says, "Ahai." Which part of the braisa is it referring to when it says kama ad beis hasayim? Ilem asefa. If you're gonna say it's on the seifa beis hasayim tvelo, why would it make any difference if it was more than beisa? Mikarmos lekarmos kamatatel. Both, if that was the case, that it was under 10 tefachim tall and it was larger than 4 tefachim wide, so then it's a karmelis, and a karmelis continues to be a karmelis no matter how wide it becomes. And therefore, it should never be a problem of carrying from one to the other, because it's the same type of domain. So it wouldn't be a problem of going from one to the other. Why did it only say you're allowed to carry inside of the tusa, but not from one to the other? Is that what it's saying? Why does it not say you're allowed to do even more than that? So the Gemara says, "Ilem asev tefelo, but hakarmas karmas kamatato." I don't understand it 100%, but yeah, el lava resha must be going on the resha of hachi kamarsel shaviyam gavul asar v'rochav arba. This rock, which is 10 tall and 4 wide, imatas lo b'tochav lo layam lo b'tochav min hayam lo b'tochav, because again, it is a private domain. The ad kama ad beis hasayim, and that only on the resha does it say that's the case only until 2 sa. Hayasim beis hasayim atatzel, and if it's greater than 2, if it's greater, then it no longer remains a private domain. Now it's become a karmelis, and you'd be allowed to you would be allowed to carry in it. So I'm a karmelis, it's you, Rabbi Yochanan, and that is a refutation of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who had said in the case of the carpet, which is greater than 200 tusa, that you're not that you're not allowed to throw from one to the other. Because midaraisa, it is a private domain. But here we're seeing that you're allowed to, according to this interpretation of the braisa, because it's not considered a private domain, even though it is 10 tefachim tall, which would presumably be good as walls. So the Gemara says, no, Amarava, Mandal Yada Terizmas, Naisa, Tiyufta, most of Lame Rabbi Yochanan. Anyone who doesn't know how to explain the Mishnah is going to think that this is against Rabbi Yochanan. But La Olama Resha really goes in the Resha of Hachi Kamar, and this is how you understand it. Habaso Chomatatalin. You're allowed to carry it within the Beisa. V'ad Kamar Beisa Saim. Only until two Sa. But once it's greater than two sas, so you're not allowed to carry it within it. However, you're always not allowed to carry it from one to the other, right? You're always allowed to not carry it from the water into it, or from it to the water. That's always the case. The only thing the Bryce is talking about, and this was part of the thing that I had a hang up about when I first read it, the only thing you're allowed to do when we say metaltalin is to walk upon the rock for four amos, because again, it's not considered a public domain until it's greater than two sa. But as long as it's less than two sa, so it would be considered a rishus hayachid. So Rav Ashi Amar Lo Rishu Hein Amru V'Hein Amru. Rav Ashi says no, they created the iser midrabanan, they could create the iser midrabanan also, and it's really not a problem to understand Rabbi Yochanan in that way. Also, they created a gezerah in this case. In what way? Hein amru karpev yasner veis asayim shtelhukal v'dira ein matatzel bo elo arba amos. They said that a karpev, which is not inhabited, you're not allowed to carry within it because it resembles a public domain. V'hein amru, and they also said, ein matatzel v'shesayach v'karmelos, you're not allowed to carry from a v'shesayach to a karmelos, even though the implications of defining the two, of defining the area might sound like it is contradictory, the rabbis made these gezeras in order to prevent someone from thinking the wrong thing about other areas. Beis asayim d'shar l'zatzul b'kule, as rabbanon tatule, lo minyam lo sochov, lo mitocho l'yam. When it comes to the beisa, which is okay technically to carry within it, when it comes to less than two beisa, so then where it is technically okay to carry within it, so the Rabbanan made an iser to go from it to the water, from the water to it, because that resembles going from a public domain to a private domain. My time rishas hayachid gemurahi. Well, it is an actual rishas hayachid. Even though they don't treat it like a rishas hayachid for other reasons, they do see it as a bona fide rishas hayachid midaraisa. And therefore, we're not going to allow you to carry from one to the other. Yasumei sasayim asr latzatzul v'kulei, when it's greater than two sa, and you're technically allowed to carry within it. They allowed you to carry from one to the other, because my time in Dilma Amri Rishas Hayachid Gemura Hiva Asl Tatsuli Bekulei. Maybe they don't want people to think that it's a bona fide Rishas Hayachid, and therefore they think that you could carry within it for Amos. So in order to prevent people from thinking that it's really a Rishas Hayachid Gemura, a Rishas Hayachid Gemura, meaning that you could, because you would be allowed to, you'd be allowed to carry within it four amos or more. So therefore, they made it so that it's okay midrabanan to carry from it to the water, so that people think that it's more like a karmelus or it's just a harabim where you wouldn't be allowed to carry within it. So the Gemara says umayshna. What's the difference between the cases? What's the difference between the cases that they would make a gezera about the tiltul within it, but not the gezera about the, not a gezera about carrying from it to the water? Presumably both of those would be relevant for the gezera. They should just say you can't do either one. So the Gemara says, no, tocho shchiyah. On the rock itself, the walking on the rock is common. But mitocho liyam, umen hayam l'tocho, lo shchiyah. Not many people will carry from the water to it, or from it to the water, because it's obviously water. I assume that's what it means. And as we know, milsad lo shchiyach lo gozer be'elar banan, the rabbis don't make gezeras that are uncommon, as we know from the non-Jew case. There was once a child who poured out all of the hot water, the hot water that was going to be used for his bris milah to help him recover on Shabbos, was all poured out. So the Gemara says, there's a story. So what do they do for hot water? This is a very interesting Gemara. I don't know exactly why it's here, but it's a very telling Gemara. Either way, Amar Elihu Rabba, Naisu Lechamime Migoy Beisai. Go bring some hot water from inside my house. So Amar Leabaye Bahalo Arvinan. But we didn't make an Erev. You can't carry from your house to our house to this house because we didn't make an Erev. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Nismach Ashitav. Why don't we just rely on the Shitav Mevuos, which connects not just the Chatzer, but the entire cluster of Chatzeros, which you could technically use for both, as we do. So the Gemara says, Halo Shatvina, Amar Le, Halo Shatvina, we didn't make that Shitav. So he says, Nemru Le, Legoy Lai Sule, tell the non-Jew to bring some of his hot water. So here's an interesting follow-up to that. Amar Abai, Baila Suve Mar. I wanted to object to that reasoning, to that statement, to that psak. V'lo Shavkan Rav Yosef wouldn't let me. Da Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kahana, Ki Havina Be Rav Yehuda, Havalan, Hava Amar Lan. He would tell us, Bidaraisa, when it comes to a Safek Midaraisa, Mosvinan Tiyufta V'hadra Avdinu Maaseh. So that you have to object to the psak, And then you can go forth with the actual ruling. But if it's so you can object because it's a deraisa, you have to be machmir, you have to err on the side of caution that maybe your Rebbe made a mistake or the person that gave the psak made a mistake. You have to talk it out before you do anything. However, b'drabanan, when it comes to a rabbinic psak about a derabanan. So avdina masav ahad masfina tiyufta. Let the psak stand, and then we can talk about it later, right? Paskin, do something according to that psak, and then you can ask questions about it. Very interesting concept. The logic, I'm not sure what exactly is. I can think of a few different options. Levasar hachi amarle. So after Rabbi said to get the hot water from the non-Jew's house, so then I went to him and I asked. So my bais la suve lamar, what did you want to object to Rabba? So amarle tetana hazash shvus v'amir legoshvus. Technically, hazah, the sprinkling of water for a person on Shabbos is in Isidra Baran. And amir legoy is also a shvus. That's also in Isidra Baran. But in the case Mahazah Shavus for Enodoch Hazah Shabbos, we pass that you can't sprinkle the water on a Jew to purify a person on Shabbos for Enodoch Hazah Shabbos. Afamil Goy Shavus for Enodoch Hazah Shabbos. So too, asking a non-Jew to do something should be Asamid Rabbanan and also not Doch Shabbos. So then, why would Rabbah say you're allowed to ask the non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbos? You cannot push away an Isidra Rabbanan for the sake of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, v'lo shani lach ma, ben shvus de ispe masa, de shvus de ispe masa. Did you not understand the difference between the two cases? One is where you're actually asking the non-Jew to do something which is aser, right? You're actually, hazah, is the activity itself is aser. But here, the non-Jew is not actually doing anything. He's not doing anything. He's just bringing water. He didn't say, go ask the non-Jew to heat up the water, to cook the water, which would be an Isidra Raisa. He's asking the non-Jew to do something which itself is an Isidra Abana. To transfer from one domain to another when it is already enclosed. Presumably, it's already enclosed by the walls surrounding it, and therefore, it's only an Isidra Abana that they didn't make an Erev, that they didn't make a Shitav. But technically, it's only Nisra Rabbana. So really, what you find here is that it's a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah, or b'makom tzorech. It's a drabanan of asking a non-Jew to do something which is drabanan to bring the water for the sake of helping this child on Shabbos, and therefore it's a shvus de shvus b'makom tzorech. And it would be justified to ask such a thing of the non-Jew. Very obviously, very relevant case for other situations, But as you can see, it gets a little complicated how to categorize things in order to make that type of sa. Okay, we'll continue with this conversation, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. Tomorrow probably gets into why it's connected to Erevin, I would assume based on the walls and based on the Erevin, based on the Midaraisa Darabanan of the domains. Okay, Shkayach.